I'm Mark Crumpton with Bloomberg's First Word News. The Atlantic's record-breaking hurricane season got an unusual change today. Forecasters have run out of traditional names and have begun to use the Greek alphabet to name storms. Tropical Storm Wilfred and Subtropical Storm Alpha have formed in the eastern Atlantic Ocean. Forecasters say if Wilfred strengthens into a hurricane, it could close in on Texas just a week after Hurricane Sally unleashed floods across the Gulf Coast. And another more powerful system, Hurricane Teddy, is inching toward Bermuda. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the duration of the stopgap funding measure to keep the government open is still up in the air. The speaker spoke with Bloomberg Television earlier today.
Now we're just working out the details, but we hope to have it today so that we can bring it to the floor early next week and then go to the Senate, which usually takes a little bit longer in terms of their process, so that by the end of the fiscal year, which is September 30th, there'll be no question that the government will be open.
And Speaker Pelosi interviewed there by David Weston, a spending bill would keep the government open when the fiscal year ends on October 1st. The Trump administration will appeal to the Supreme Court in its attempt to exclude undocumented immigrants from the census count. Advocacy groups and states, including New York, sued over the president's plans, saying he was trying to deprive Democratic-leaning areas with high immigrant populations of congressional seats. A three-judge panel ruled last week that Congress had not given the president authority to make that policy. Last year, the Supreme Court blocked the administration's effort to include a citizenship question on the census. Libya's commander is promising that oil production will restart soon, ending a months-long blockade of the nation's vital oil fields. The Tripoli-based National Oil Corporation was skeptical of today's announcement. Previous attempts to end the oil blockade have repeatedly broken down. Libya's highly prized light crude has long been a factor in its civil war, as rival militias and foreign powers jostle for control of Africa's largest oil reserves. Global News, 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Mark Crumpton. This is Bloomberg.